You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking travel deals and steals. All right, we're talking travel deals and steals on today's podcast, and I've got along with me my trusty husband, Jeff, who's a travel writer, and he scores all sorts of deals all the time, so we're going to bring you four of our favorites today.
Hello, how's it going today?
Awesome. So before we start the podcast, I just want to tell you, if you want to sign up to hear more information about these deals, plus future deals, we've been working hard on all sorts of travel information for you guys, videos of where you should go, all sorts of tips and tricks. Go ahead and text MM Travel, all one word, to 44222. And that way you can get all the information about these deals, plus all the cool things that we're going to be rolling out in the months upcoming. All right, so let's dive in. If you have traveled recently, you've probably noticed that at least in the last few years, airfare has been ridiculously expensive. I know from many of you that have sent in questions about, you know, how can I score the best airline deal? It's hard out there and it's hard to travel some of these places that you want to because the price to fly there is just so expensive. However, the good news for you guys is that domestic airfare right now is at the lowest levels since 2010. I mean, that is something definitely to celebrate over. Why is that? Well, there's a couple of reasons. Obviously, the fuel costs are a lot lower now. But also, there's been a surgence of airlines like Sprint and Frontier that have really created kind of this low-cost model for air travel. And now it's causing all of the big carriers like American, United, Delta to be in a fare war with them and have to compete at low price levels that they really never, you know, wanted to compete at. And also, you know, the dollar's down and the euro's down and the pound is down. All of these currencies have suffered a lot in the last year. Even just the euro right now, 100 euros is the same dollar amount as $111. So it never has been that cheap to go travel to Europe where they do have the euro. And Brexit did this amazing thing for traveling to London and Scotland, all the places that take the pound. 100 pounds right now is the equivalent to $131. And that, my friends, is so super cheap.
That's especially the pound. That's a big one right there, to have it that cheap right now in the UK. Is a really great thing, and we know actually a couple people that are actually going later this year and score deals because of the Brexit thing and the pound lowering and stuff. So it's a great time right now.
Which is just another great tip. You know, I mean, if you have, you know, a London or Scotland or something like that on your radar, and something like Brexit happens, you know, your first like thought should be, okay, that sucks. But your second thought should be like, okay, I need to go check on like airfare deals and hotel deals, because those people who scored those deals in like that, you know, kind of short time span, like are really walking away like, you know, so happy that they get to go and experience some places they always wanted to for such a low price.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and it's definitely one of those things to always kind of look out for to when to travel and stuff.
Yeah, so our motto always is get out and explore. And so let's talk about like some of these awesome deals that we found. Jeff, roll us into our first deal.
So the first one I have, our new friend at JetBlue. I just flew JetBlue for actually the very first time. For some reason, I just never flown JetBlue before. And I was on a work trip, flew to Buffalo of all places for a press trip, and it was awesome. I actually had a really great time there. But they have a bunch of deals on their website. They have a top 10 list on their website all the time. So it's always good to kind of always check there. Like I actually checked there a couple weeks ago and I was going to talk about that deal, but that one went away. But I found another deal, which is actually even a better deal, to Bermuda of all places. I mean, Bermuda used to be hugely popular, through the 70s, 80s and whatnot and stuff like that. But now it's a destination that more people are going back to Bermuda. So JetBlue, 4 nights, 3 days, direct flight from Boston. You're going to stay at the Fairmont Southampton, which is overlooking the beach and the crystal blue waters.
And is a gorgeous hotel, by the way.
And that is going to be $725 per person. So 4 nights, your airfare, your hotel, all included for $725 a person, which is a really awesome deal to an amazing place, Bermuda, to go. If you've never been there, you definitely want to go. And this deal, like I said, is on the JetBlue website right now. I believe it's going to be there for a few weeks. So this is definitely a time right now to jump on there and go to a really cool location.
Isn't Bermuda one of the places that James Bond has frequented?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, he's definitely gone. I mean, he's gone everywhere. But yeah, that's a really good place. One of the other ones, too, that I found, and literally I have seen... I knew another friend that we met in Colorado, and then I've seen in the last couple weeks, I've seen several people go to Mammoth Lakes here in California. So this is kind of somewhere close to us. Mammoth Lakes, you know, a snow location during the winter, but summertime is a really great time to go. And like I said, I get all these emails all the time about deals and whatnot, and this place that I found, or they sent me an email, and I looked into them. They're called Natural Retreats. They literally, it's basically a vacation rental management company, But they have properties all around the world. They have properties in Europe, as we were just talking about. They have a bunch of deals right now in those sites. They definitely have places all around the country as well. This place called Natural Retreats. So basically, Mammoth Lakes, you can basically get a vacation rental home, a cabin, all kinds of different cabins, different sizes and whatnot. There's a luxury studio for $152 a night, a two-bedroom cabin for $198 a night, a three-bedroom townhouse on Snow Creek Golf Course for $415 a night, which that one they actually say can sleep about 12, I think they said.
Right, so you take 12 people divided by 415 a night, and you have a killer deal there.
Yeah, yeah. So they have that. Not only that, so it's also a reasonably priced to do all the outdoor activities you want to do during the summer. So fly fishing, which is our new favorite sport that we discovered this summer in Colorado, which we'll be talking about on a later podcast. For $205, you can get a guide that will take you all around, you know, different lakes, streams, whatever your capability is, and whatever. For $205 per person, will take you out, you know, all day and go fishing and stuff like that. So, and they'll obviously give you all kinds of pointers and whatnot and stuff like that. And then mountain biking. They have over 80 miles of trails all throughout the Mammoth Lake area, and that's $17 a person. Then they also have stand-up paddle boarding on Mono Lake, which is like $25 a person. And then they also have several festivals. I think they have a beer festival coming up, a blues festival coming up. There's outdoor movies and all kinds of just, you know, fun outdoor sunshine kind of stuff in Mammoth Lakes through this Natural Retreats. So that's a really cool deal. The other thing I found on their site, this place, or Big Sky Montana. Montana, beautiful, you know, best places to go to. They have a bunch of free nights. So basically on here, if you buy four nights, you get the fifth one free. If you buy three nights, you get the fourth one free, et cetera, et cetera. And a lot of those deals they have, some of those deals have expired for the summer, but a lot of their deals go through the end of August. A lot of them even go through the end of October. So you could take a trip, you know, coming up September, October, you know, pre-fall kind of thing, beautiful weather, you know, and, you know, and Montana is just beautiful. And this, again, is through this Natural Retreats. That's just definitely a site you want to check out these days.
Yeah, and what I think is cool about that is, you know, I think since we travel so much, you know, I always want to encourage people to try an adventure or something that's different than what you would normally do. So if you're normally like a beach sitter, which there's nothing wrong with that, you know, maybe try something like Mammoth or, you know, this Big Sky Montana that has all of these different outdoor activities, because you may just discover something that you didn't even know that you loved. And that may just open up your eyes to lots of different travel locations. So these are definitely worth checking out, and they're great deals as well to check out these locations that normally are so expensive in the winter because they are really known as winter destinations, but you can have a whole different experience in the summer and it can be an affordable experience as well. And then, you know, if you want to come back and check it out in the winter, you can as well, but it's just a way to do something different than you normally would do.
What kind of deals did you find?
Well, admittedly, I am a beach girl. So I found an amazing deal through Hyatt, actually the Hyatt Ziva in Los Cabos. They're having a sale right now if you book through August 15th, but you can travel all the way through August 5th of next year. So you have a full year to travel. You just got to book by the 15th. But they're running a sensational sale now and offering savings up to like 60% off, which is super killer. So the Hyatt Ziva in Los Cabos, like I said, it's all-inclusive. I am normally not a huge fan of all-inclusives, but I checked out this place and it's super retro, super funky, amazing rooms, great open spaces, and they've got 12 restaurants, bars, and lounges right there on the property. So the cool thing is like if you just want to go to some place, you want to be on a beach, you want to be in the pool, you want to have some great food, great beverages, you know, and an awesome kind of setting and experience, but you don't ever want to leave the property, something like this is a great, you know, alternative to a normal kind of resort stay for you to check out. And I just looked randomly 5 days in October, and it was about $1,700 for two people. But, you know, again, guys, that includes your hotel plus all your food and all your drinks. So the cool thing about, you know, the all-inclusive is you're not going to get a surprise at the end of your checkout. You know, you're not suddenly going to get the bill and like have a panic attack over how much more money you're going to have to pay. You've already paid for this. You already know how much you're spending. You never even have to open your wallet.
Well, and a lot of my travel writer friends and things that I've read about all-inclusive these days, all, you know, in different places in the Caribbean and wherever such, they've really stepped up their games. And a lot of these places have really top-notch restaurants. The foods are a lot better. It used to maybe not be as good. So these days, those are some really good deals if that's something that you really want to do. You know, I think it's definitely worth it.
Yeah, and, you know, Cabo San Lucas is this area of Mexico that, you know, people from the West Coast are really familiar with, but I think a lot of people, you know, in the Midwest and the East Coast aren't as familiar with. And it's just this funky, unique destination, which isn't too far away from Los Angeles. And it just has a different, I think, like, flavor and feel than the rest of Mexico. But Hyatt certainly has other deals in this sensational savings. They've got Puerto Vallarta and Cancun and a bunch of other places. So if those are more kind of your speed, there's definitely deals available for those places.
So the last deal that I found, another new partner, friend of ours, Princess Cruises. We're actually going on a Princess Cruise in September. It's a culinary cruise, and we are not always the biggest fan of cruises. I don't particularly always like them, but sometimes these days you could find these really cool deals in these really great locations, and several right now on the Princess site, they have a bunch of them. Princess Cruises is one of those ones that's a lot cooler and younger and hipper, you know, kind of different places. But also they're taking you to really great destinations these days too as well. But right now on their site, they have a West Coast wine country. So basically you're going to be tasting wines all along the West Coast here and where we're located. You're going to start off in Los Angeles. You're going to go all the way to Vancouver, British Columbia. You're going to go to the very cool city of Seattle. Then you're also going to go to Astoria, Oregon, which is their wine country up there in Oregon. Then you're going to go to San Francisco, of course, great wine city, one of my favorite cities. And then Santa Barbara, you're going to go to a lot of their wineries and such. And that's one of our favorite wine country areas, Santa Barbara is, because it's not actually too far from where we're actually located. But basically, yeah, so you're going to go through all these West Coast wineries, see some beautiful scenery along the way, the Pacific Ocean. But this is also, this one actually leaves September 18th, and it's going to be $559 per person. You're going to get 7 days in 6 ports. So all those cities I mentioned, you get 7 days and then 6 ports. So it leaves September 18th, which is a really good time of year. It's not too hot, not too cold, kind of right in the middle, you know, end of summer celebration. You go, you know, take a cruise. That would be really cool. The other thing when we're talking about vacations in 2017, which is a good time of year right now to start booking because they have a lot of deals right now for you to go, hey, you know what? I didn't go on vacation this year, or we went to, you know, maybe a small vacation, but I want to take a big vacation next year. There's a lot of deals out there right now in all kinds of different areas. But Princess specifically has these one thing called the Sip and Save. And these are, you basically get all your wine and all these different tastings and whatnot all included in your package and stuff like that. But they have these awesome locations. So you can go to the Mediterranean, you can go to parts of all kinds of places in Europe. Then they also have ones in Japan. And these ones in Japan, like, you go all throughout the country and you're going to be tasting, you know, not only wine, but I believe they have, like, you know, different alcohol tastings and whatnot and stuff like that. And they're booking right now for 2017, and they have a bunch of specials up on their website right now. But our friends actually sent me this one about the Sip and Save. And that seems like a really cool deal. So like I said, I'm not always the biggest cruise fan, but I think these deals, they're worth it. And those are really all cool locations.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, you have plenty of time, whether you want to travel now or, you know, you're looking to next year, you got plenty of time to take advantage of some of these deals, build them into your travel budget, you know, and be able to afford them so you're not going into debt to go on your trip, but really have, you know, an awesome trip, an awesome experience, something different than, you know, you're going to book on Expedia or whatnot. You know, these are really exclusive and innovative kinds of deals. And again, our job is really just to have our fingers on the pulse of these deals and to be able to bring them to you. So if you want information about these deals or about any of our travel tips and steals and all sorts of things we've got coming up, again, text MMTravel, all one word, to 44222, and we'll make sure and get you all of this great information. We're going to have a lot more travel tips and articles and videos and all sorts of things we're going to be bringing to you in the upcoming months. We've been working really hard behind the scenes on some of this stuff, so we're super excited. And we know you guys are passionate about travel as well. And so we want to make sure and bring you that awesome content. As always, please feel free to follow me on Instagram @millennial_money and Twitter @ShaunaGame.